Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, the Snappin' Bug String Band is going to join us. We're getting them set up and ready to go. We always enjoy having them with us, and have for many years had them pay a visit. And the same is true of the next voice you're about to hear, that of Martha Terry. Hello, Martha.
Hello, Larry. How are you today?
I'm great. And Martha and Terry has been part of the leadership of Friendship Flower and Folk Festival. How many years has it been? 20 yet? It's got to be more.
Yeah, about that. And I was not in on the leadership early. I was doing other things, like finishing my dissertation. But as soon as I could spare time, I got busy, because it's such a great neighborhood festival, family-friendly, supports the work that we do here in Friendship, and we invite everyone from the city to come and enjoy our space.
It really is an incredible festival. It's at Baum Grove, B-A-U-M, Baum Grove, and Friendship. And I have a secret to tell you. I don't know if I told you this or not, but, you know, I've driven by a few times, but it's tough for us to get there since it's on a Saturday. And I'm often still, Ricky and I are often still here. Last year, we went there because we had some plants to pick up. Not only was it amazing, the plants themselves that we ordered and picked up, but the vibe of that whole experience, and it was the first time we ever had a chance to do it, was just amazing. The music, the people, the folks in the various booths that were there. As first-timers, we felt incredibly welcome, like we had been coming there for ages. And so I want to be sure people understand they will likely feel that too, even if you're not from Friendship. Maybe that's why it's called Friendship.
And I will tell you, we work hard every day to live up to that name.
Well, for the...
Yeah. I'm glad that you guys could come and enjoy it, because every time I talk to you, I think about that you can't come in and share in the community we are building there. So I'm glad you got a chance to do that.
Oh, it's amazing. And not that we're here to endorse nurseries necessarily, but the quality of the plants, it wouldn't surprise you, heirloom tomatoes and peppers and lavender and basil and oregano and things that are either there on site for you to peruse or that you can order in advance at the website. It's getting close to the deadline on that, I bet.
It just passed, so folks who have not ordered can show up the day of, and as you said, there usually is a very nice selection of herbs, particularly, and tomatoes. Those are good sellers on the day of. Beautiful hanging baskets, and this year we have Bloomview Farm is going to be selling bouquets in case your mom or grandmother or a beloved woman in your life doesn't have space for hanging basket, you can buy a bouquet and share that with them. So that's a new feature this year.
That is a great idea. And also there is live music as well, right?
Yes, we have a number of folks coming in. Friends in Harmony is returning again. They always open us up. And some neighbors, Brian Junker, Ivy Evelyn, who's a teenager. This is her third or fourth year performing. And I want to give a shout-out to our sound engineer, David Graham, who has volunteered his time for years and years. Despite the fact that he doesn't live in Friendship, he comes and makes time on this Saturday for making sure that everyone enjoys the music. So come out, these performers donate their time as well to make sure that everyone has a good time.
And the performers, incidentally, music starts at 11. Friends in Harmony, followed by David Graham, Deborah Brooks, Brian Junker at about 1:15, Donna O at 2, Eric Brockschmidt at 2:45, and then closing things out, Ivy Evelyn. There is a food tent, a bake sale, a traditional picnic food. And I was just thinking, the flowers and hanging baskets, since I've been on vacation and making a very conscious effort to not think about calendars, I had to think for a minute. Oh, yeah, it is the day before Mother's Day.
It is the day before Mother's Day. We chose that day sort of on purpose, I think, to to honor women in our lives, but also to give us a really good fundraising chance. And, so there's also a raffle table. So places have donated items and other things to the, there's a children's raffle and an adult raffle, and those will be announced at 4 o'clock. You do not have to be on site to get your prize, so come and share in that as well.
Well, it's all happening just one day, May 9th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Balm Grove. It's free, and Balm Grove is this. How about this for Pittsburgh directions? But it's not hard to find. Roop Street, R-O-U-P, Roop Street. Some people call it Roop. I call it Roop. I think Roop is the official name. Is it? You would know.
Well, I was corrected by a neighbor the other day. It is German, and so it is correctly pronounced Roop. So I'm working very hard on changing my own pronunciation of it. But there, we don't discriminate here in the neighborhood.
I'll have to say Roop or Raup, we all know what you're talking about. I'll have to work on it. Well, Harriet and South Fairmont Streets Raup, they come together to make this lovely green space. Is it still painted? I know.
Yes. The asphalt art is still there. You can come. And, it's an asphalt art corner to enhance pedestrian and biker safety, all done by neighbors in one weekend. We painted this wonderful, wonderful art on the road. It's great.
If you go to friendship-pgh.org/F4, for Friendship Flower and Folk Festival, the letter F, the number 4, friendship-pgh.org/F4. You can find the whole schedule and also a much broader overview of what this particular group does, the Friendship Community group. Oh, there it is, the painted asphalt right on the homepage.
Yeah.
anything else you'd like to add, Martha?
No, I want to thank you and Ricky and the whole gang there for supporting us every year. And I was talking to some folks this morning who listen to your show and enjoy it. And I want to thank you all for making a family-friendly radio show available to Pittsburghers.
Well, thank you. And we will try our best to look for you next week when we're out there. We have a little more time to be able to spend. So we hope to spend even more time after we pick up some various things. And it's such a great event to visit. So thank you.
Thank you, Larry. I'll look for you.
Take care. Have a good week. Learn more at friendship-pgh.org/F4.